Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. You want new inventory? Well, they've got it. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. That's the best in new inventory right there. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right.
So I'm going to go back very quickly. Again, the NCAA proposal, I think, is a very forward-thinking proposal, I thought, by Charlie Baker. There's a lot of mumbo-jumbo in it, but that's fine. No, those are press releases. They're filled with mumbo-jumbo, with like all these quotes that mean nothing. That's just somebody in the publicity department justifying their job. But when you sit there and you look at the proposal, I think the bottom line is they're trying to give more autonomy to the groups that make money. The problem's going to be in there in terms of the discussion of it, right or wrong. The discussion of it's going to be the part about 50% and the allocation to the 50-50 split on men to women sports financially. How do you get there? How do you do it? That part's Title IX friendly, which that part is smart, but then there's the business part of it where it doesn't make sense. There are schools that balance their books. Like Rutgers and South Carolina happen to be two of them. And you're saying, well, balance the books, what do you mean, Steve? Where you look at the Equity in Athletics website that the government puts out, the Department of Education. And for the most part, they really tell you expenses versus revenues and so forth, just kind of give you an idea where the money goes. Well, Rutgers and South Carolina are two schools, for example, that every single revenue and expenditure for men's and women's basketball, for example, are even. Well, South Carolina women's basketball loses about $2.5 million a year. They even it out by just saying, hey, here's what everything happens in basketball, and it's 50-50. Men's versus women. Because, I mean, let's face it, men's basketball in the SEC, like the Big Ten, has the SEC network. They have their own network contract with ESPN. CBS is involved already with the Big Ten. Fox. That's what they're paying for. Fox is not sitting there, nor is CBS sitting there saying, hey, let's carry a steady diet with all due respect of Caitlin Clark games. They don't. Now, they'll do that on BTN, but they just don't. And that's not a put down of anybody. That's just realistic. I'm just, you have to approach these things with realism. You can't approach it with idealism. You can come up with ideas through idealism, they have to be adapted to realism. So that's where they're going to run into, like, you know, can you afford to spend that kind of money? That part I don't know. That's something they're going to have to null out. I give them credit for that. But at least he threw out something that the membership can talk about. Also, it's very difficult. The autonomy part is correct because let's take Mike Rhodes, for example. Mike Rhodes, the head basketball coach, used to be many, many years ago, the head coach at Randolph-Macon. Well, when you come to a decision on what should happen at USC, Penn State, and schools like that, your decision-making is different than a school, for example, at Randolph-Macon. You have, each one has its different challenges. And I was talking about how Congress can't relate to the business model of the NCAA, which I completely understand, nor should they have to understand that. That's not their job. All right, so I completely, that's why it's not political when I'm talking about they shouldn't be doing it. It's not their area of expertise. But at the same time, the athletic director at Randolph-Macon, his or her area of expertise is not that of a Power 5 school. Just like probably long forgotten, and maybe in some ways never, the Power 5 school doesn't really know how to relate to Randolph-Macon and the challenges they have. So that's why that's why when you're sitting there and you're looking at it, you'd rather have people that can relate to why things happen and why they don't. But at least to his credit, he's at least Charlie Baker has put something out there that we can at least talk about. It's a starting point. It's better than what they were getting. Now, how can you possibly take it, shape it, and make it work? We'll see. Because every sport loses money, except for football and men's basketball. And that's across the board. How could South Carolina women's basketball lose money? They don't have a TV contract. They're on TV, but they don't have a TV contract. How can Penn State wrestling possibly lose money? They sell out all the time. Best program in America, bar none. Best in America, bar none. But without the TV contract, and the fact that also Kale has restrictions on the TV contract. In other words, you don't think Kale could take, wrestling Lehigh or something like that, right? And they could sell it to another entity to do it? Could, except they're not allowed to because of the Big Ten network contract. So there's a lot of things he's had to work around. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is when you don't have the major media contracts, I'll give you an example, the NCAA tournament. Penn State made last year in the NCAA tournament about $700,000 for two rounds. But that's units that go over 6 years, so it's going to end up being $4.2 million, which goes to the conference and then is distributed. Okay. What do you think the NCAA cut was for wrestling? And I'm taking this from the Equity in Athletics website. I saw that the line. It's $45,000. I know it's hard for people to believe and to grasp. And I totally get that. But, I've taken time to go through the numbers. That's why I can talk about it. Now let's talk about the Eagles security guy. I know Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson. He's going to be a hero in Philadelphia. For what? What's he going to be a hero in Philadelphia for? He should be suspended for what he did. Okay? You were on the sideline. You were not a coach. You were not a player. Your job is security in case some fan jumps out of the stands. That's where your security. You are not involved in the game. You have no role in the game. Zero. You are not coaching. You are not advising. You are just near the coach just in case something from the stands gets out of hand. From the stands. Okay? You stay out of it. So here's the trade-off you get. Greenlaw gets thrown out, and the security guy gets thrown out. Now, did it matter? The 49ers were totally dominant. The game wasn't even really that close. But that's what it's about. In the end, that's what it's about. And they, I do not in any way, shape, or form. Somebody did text me and they said he should be fired. I said, no, no way. Not for that. But should he be suspended? Yes, he should be. That's not his role. That's not his job. His job is not to be actively involved in the game in any way, shape, or form. Okay? That is not his job. His job is in case some knucklehead comes out of the stands, his job is to protect Nick. In case somebody like that, because you just don't know. You just don't know, right? And that's what he's supposed to do. He is not supposed to be involved in any way, shape, or form in the game. I don't care if the guy's near him or not. He shouldn't be. Back away. That's not your job. Stay out of it. Not your job. Right? He's no hero for doing something he should not have done. He is no hero for overstepping his bounds. He is no hero for that at all. He's got Greenlaw thrown out. He's great, blah, blah. Look at it. He got right in the face. He barely touched his face. Now, Greenlaw shouldn't have done it. Greenlaw should not have done it. But that guy should not have been there, and he should not have been involved. And I saw that, and I'm like going, what, a hero for what? That's a fireable offense. You're a hero for a fireable offense? And I would never fire him. I would suspend him, though. He should be suspended. Eagles fans may not like it. Oh, yeah, well, sorry, you can't do that. It's not your job. It's not your job to be there, and it is not your job to get involved. You have nothing to do with the game. Zero. Your job is to protect the coach in case some knucklehead decides to run on the field. That's your job. You're a security guy. You are not involved in the game in any way, shape, or form. And he got himself involved in the game. You may have a different opinion, but I saw that and it shook my head. I said, hero for what? And he says, that would be the equivalent of me being a sideline guy. Say I'm a sideline guy and something like that happens and I start sticking my nose in it. It's not my job. Okay? I'm not supposed to be involved in this part. I'm supposed to announce, do whatever, It's like, okay. His job is security. Somebody jumps out of the stands. He's supposed to protect Nick. Right, I'm sure he's. I'm sure he'd be great at it, which I would praise him up one side down the other. But getting involved with an opposing team's player, no. Just my opinion. You may have a totally different opinion than me. Okay, but that's. That's how I look at it. Just certain things aren't right. And that's not right. Now, what Greenlaw did was wrong. So just please, I'm not telling you only one guy's wrong. Greenlaw was absolutely wrong. You don't get involved with that guy. You walk away from a guy like that. He's no offense in the scheme of the game. He's nobody. But that guy should not have been there. Now, you may think differently. You're entitled to feel differently. I have no problem with somebody feels differently about it than I do. No problem at all. Zero. I would expect an Eagles fan to be upset with what I'm saying. I would expect that. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. Let's see. So again, Chop Robinson doing the expected, no bowl game, and has opted for the NFL draft. Meanwhile, Shane Van Ness, it looks like he is out for the season. He did not wrestle against Lehigh and has an undisclosed injury. So that's a tough one. It turned out that Tyler Kasich wrestled Drew Munch and beat him 7-6. But that's a tough one to overcome. Because Van Ness was off to a good start, but it looks like because of an injury, he's out for the year. Tough one. I think most of you have seen by now that Trace McSorley is now in the practice squad for the Steelers, which is good. Trace is keeping his career alive. I give him all the credit in the world for doing that. And that Patriots-Steelers game on Thursday night, we're going to have Neil on the show on Friday to talk about it. Will I watch it? Yes. I'm one of those people actually. You know, like, I think Thursday night football is bad in that the quick turnaround for most players. I mean, that's rough. But do I like watching Thursday night football? Yeah, I do. So I'll watch. And then, you know, the fact that the Steelers are playing, I'll watch. But that game could be horrible. It might be 3-3 in the fourth quarter. I think Trubisky's going to start, and it looks like Mac Jones is going to start. Whew. It'll be interesting to hear how Al Michaels handles it. How about that? How will Al handle the game? He'll be a pro, but how will he handle it? So, did have a chance to meet Andy Koltunicki yesterday, the new offensive coordinator. Talked to him for a little bit, and also talked to the analyst he's bringing over from Kansas. Got a chance to meet him yesterday, and Andy is there in an observation mode. And that's what he's doing. And Bill Kreisert is the analyst that was brought in. And it turned out I had to go into the building, and I'm going back out of the building to leave, and Bill was coming in. And so I got a chance to at least say hi to him, talk to him for about a minute or so, and then move on. Andy, I talked for a little bit. But it's big for him to have Bill come over because, I mean, that is, you know, there's certain people that you're a right hand. That's my right hand. Bill would be Andy's right hand when it comes to this as the analyst. But Andy is in an observation mode. Yesterday was a developmental practice. He was taking a look at a lot of the younger players. They were out there yesterday making notes, going from there. But when it comes to calling the game, it'll be Jay Wonsider and Ty Howell. They'll call the game, but Andy will be in observation mode and consultant mode for all this. And no Chop Robinson. If you met Chop, right, if you ever met him along the way, and some of you have, you know what a terrific guy he is to be around. So I want him to do really, really well. There's certain people you really root for. I root for Chop. That also means that a guy like Danai Denton-Sutton is going to get his chance to start in the bowl game, and Danai's already considered a starter anyway, but getting him out there and playing every down, which he had to do a couple times this year when Chop was out after the Ohio State game, and Danai when he had the full shot was terrific. It also means a young guy like Jamel Lyons, the door is going to be open for him to play and be a part of the rotation with Amin Vanover and Zariah Fisher. So if you're going to go with five guys, and we'll see what Adisa Isaac decides to do. But and the you're wondering about, well, gee, Lyons played in four games. The bowl games no longer count against you maintaining your red shirt. So Jamel Lyons can play the bowl game and has no issue moving forward. He'll still be a redshirt freshman next year. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. That means a lot in the buying experience. Terrific service department that can take care of the routine, you know, that maintenance that you just need to have, and the difficult. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. I saw a graphic the other day on ESPN. I think the Bruins were playing. I think they were playing the Rangers. And ESPN put up a graphic on the score line and said, first time since 2021 the Bruins have given up 12 goals in back-to-back games. I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, so in other words, that didn't happen last year? That's all it meant. It's last year, they didn't give up 12 goals in back-to-back games. But 2 years ago, they did. I was like, really? That's a note? Who puts up this stuff? Oh, my goodness. I talked about this in my classroom. And we were talking about this the other day. It was yesterday, in fact, not just the other day, it was yesterday. And I've told them the entire time, look, there are three things I cannot teach you. I cannot sit here and put up A, B, C, and D, and this, if you do all these things, you will get a job. Because getting a job is subjective. As I've said to them, I said, I could be sitting there, as there's two of us sitting here, and I said, I can look at Erica and say, wow, Erica looks and sounds great, but Bob doesn't. Or Erica looks and sounds better, and to me, better than Bob. And the person sitting next to me can say, boy, I tell you, Bob really looks great and sounds great. I think he looks better and sounds better and has a better presentation than Erica. It's all subjective. Okay? So you can't tell them, I mean, anybody who does that, right, they're just stealing your money. Okay? I can guarantee you get a job. I'm like, yeah, you can't. You're lying. It's all subjective. You just got to keep trying and see if you can hit. All you need is one person to tell you yes. The next thing I told them is, I cannot tell you how to have chemistry with somebody. You either have it or you don't. I'm so fortunate beyond words that I have that with Dick Girardi and Jack Ham. I can't explain why. Because Jack and I had it right away, and Dick Girardi and I had it right away. Like, right away. You could tell, like, wow, this really works. So I can't explain that, and I can't tell
somebody how that happens. I think certain things just happen. Some people you have it with, some people you don't. And for whatever reason, I've got it with them. And then the last part I told them is that, look, here's the other part I can't tell you. I can't tell you how to have a feel for the game. You just have to work at it. There's nothing I can tell you that gives you a feel for the game. I said, but the one thing you need to do is you need, unless you are doing, if you're doing segments on fantasy football, just to keep it on a football thing for a moment, on fantasy football, and it's part of your show, I said, load it up and do all you want. But if you're actually going to talk about the games, you cannot use fantasy football as your guide as to how a game plays out. And I'm telling them this. I said, this is called feel for the game. I said, let me give you an example. Bland of the Cowboys has done something nobody in the history of the NFL has ever done. 103 years, right? 104th season of the NFL. He's taken 5 interceptions back for touchdowns. That is phenomenal. It's never been done. Not a single player has ever done it. Paul Krause never did it. Mel Blount never did it. Right? Kenny Houston didn't do it. Dick Nitrane Lane never did it. Okay? And he's taken 5 back for touchdowns. Okay? And Deron Bland has had a great season. So, when you look at what he's done to this point, I think with 8 picks and 5 are touchdowns. It's unreal. Yet watch the Seattle game. Over and over and over again, Seattle attacked him. And over and over and over again, he couldn't stop it. And remember Diggs? Well, the Cowboys had, what, the 11 interceptions a couple of years ago? Now, these are phenomenal numbers. I mean, Trayvon Diggs, okay, had a, okay, on paper, phenomenal. 2 years ago, picked off 11 passes and returned 2 of them for touchdowns. That's unreal in 16 games. Except if you're really looking at that, I'm trying to tell them about feel for the game. I said, now the stats are telling you, look at this, wow. Okay. I said, but then you have to ask yourself the additional question. Why? They all looked at me. I said, take Bland. I said, why did Seattle go after him over and over and over? He's the guy that has 5 interceptions returns for touchdowns. Why aren't they throwing overboard Gilmore is? Oh. Maybe Gilmore is the way better defensive back. Even though Gilmore may have lost a half step, it's an older Stephon Gilmore now. But gee whiz. I mean, why aren't they throwing over there? How come they keep going after this guy? There's a reason. Same thing when it comes to Diggs. Like, look at all the yards he's given up over the years. He's given up a lot of yards and a lot of big plays. Sometimes you get 11 interceptions because they're throwing in your direction. Why are they throwing in your direction? Because you may not be the greatest cover guy ever. So, you know, and I feel badly because, I mean, obviously he's got an ACL and he's out for the year. I said, but there are guys, for example, when I'm voting all Big Ten, I said, you don't just sit there and take the stats and go, okay, who led the conference in interceptions? Right? Why didn't Joey Porter have interceptions last year? Those people who weren't throwing over there. They figured out early in the season, don't go over there. And I said, that's feel for the game. I said, fantasy football tells you one thing. Feel for the game tells you something else. Right? Ask yourself, I mean, sometimes the guys that, like, especially in the secondary, for example, why don't they have stats? Why does that guy have stats and that guy doesn't? And they keep going at the guy with the stats. Why do they keep going at the guy with the stats? Because the guy without the stats, they're not throwing in his direction as often? That could very well be it. I said, you've got to be able to feel your way through that part. I said, and I can't teach you how to do that. I said, sports are all about matchups. They're not about fantasy numbers. They're all about matchups. Why does team A, what does A beat B, B beat C, and the assumption is that A will beat C, and then a lot of times C will beat A. You're like, well, why? How could that happen? Because for some reason, there's a couple of matchups where C matches up better with A than B does. But when B plays C, the matchups are all wrong for C. And that's what it's all about. Figuring out the matchups, how it works. And that's where, for example, for young broadcasters, I think that fantasy sports, which are great, they're fun, and that's what it's meant to be. It's meant to have fun with it. And more people have been engaged in sports because of fantasy football, fantasy baseball, fantasy whatever. Okay, so more people have been engaged, and they've been engaged in games they would normally have no interest in because they've got a player or two on the late game in the afternoon. So I've always given fantasy sports props, but when it actually comes to talking about games and breaking games down, you can't do that, right? Because there's fantasy sports and then there's reality. Well, that's what I told him. I said, I can't tell you how to have chemistry with somebody. I can't give you the surefire way to get a job. Can't. And I can't tell you how to have a feel for what you're saying. But you have to work at that. And you have to talk to people that do have a feel for it, that then give you a tip off as to what you should be watching for. Always listen, 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 listen. Right? I'm staying there yesterday. Like I said, I talked to Andy Koltunicki yesterday. Well, I'm listening to what Andy had to say about, you know, even if it was general about his family, which we talked about, his family was there with him. Or, you know, we were talking, I told him that the irony was that Jack Ham and I had watched the Kansas tape. When it came to Illinois, the week of the game, I said, because leading into the Penn State game, that was the relevant video to watch. I said, and so Jack and I watched it, and on Monday, all we kept talking about was, holy mackerel, that Kansas offense is something else. And Daniels, the quarterback in particular, was a guy that we really focused on. The unfortunate part for Daniels was because of a back injury, that kid only played 3 games this year. But, you know, they still won. I don't know what they won, 8 games with the backup quarterback? But, like, you're talking about, I know how good Newton is. Newton's a tremendous player. Randolph's really good. They play, I said, Andy, they play that one high safety. He goes, yeah, exactly. I said, and you guys found ways to get big plays in that game against that look. And, you know, he is, personality-wise, he's going to be terrific here, and on top of that, I think fans, when they get a chance to meet him, are really going to
really like him. And I think you're going to like the job he does, too. Right now, he's in the observation mode. He's getting to know everybody. He's getting to know the personnel. He's getting to see what they can and can't do and go from there. It's interesting. I think Rick Neuheisel made a comment. About on the Dan Patrick show, which you heard earlier today. He says, I think Washington should be number one. Better conference, Pac-12's better conference. And Rick's a Pac-12 guy. Beat Oregon twice. And again, I do have an issue. I do have an issue with you. I can't let it go on the sign stealing part. What? Just because they got caught in the middle of this? They already had, for example, they already had accumulated 3 games worth of signs on Ohio State and 2 games worth of signs on Penn State this season. So those schools had to spend time changing things up, which is a waste of time. But that's, we'll talk. I had to put Florida State in before I put them in, but that's me. I'm not on the committee. They don't want me on the committee. I got it. And I don't think Michigan fans want me on the committee, nor am I applying. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We're on the road tomorrow because at Maryland, so we'll do the show from College Park tomorrow. And I think that's between now and Christmas. I think it's the only time that we're going to have to do the show on the road. Madison Square Garden. I'm going to do the show live here in the Sunbury Motor Studio, and then go to New York right after the show. So I think this will be the only time we have to go out and do anything like that. But yeah, so we'll be in the hotel room at a Marriott, just sitting there doing the show, talking to you. Rich Scarsella is on the show tomorrow. And then Thursday, Ross Tucker and Bill Bender of Sporting News, and Friday, Neil Coulong on the Titanic Steelers-Patriots matchup. Oh, brutal. Who knows? Maybe they'll put on an entertaining show and we won't know what to do with it. How about that? Incredible. I mean, it could end up being that way. You never know. That's one thing that's great about sports. I can't go back to what I talk to about my classroom all the time. All right? And in the classroom, I always tell them the same thing all the time. You don't know what game you're going to get. So you always have a lot of the talk leading up and a lot of preconceived notions and a lot of it. And I said, but you do start with a blank slate. And then you don't know if you're going to get a blowout, a close game, an entertaining game, a dull game. I said, they all take on their own personality. And that's part of what, to me, makes sports a lot of fun. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your home for news, AccuWeather, and sports. Celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.